guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Strange and Paranormal. I'm your host, Jude Pellissier. Sorry we haven't made an episode in a while. Some really busy things have been going around, and, but I have a great episode for you guys. It's a thing that people have written. Some people believe in, some people don't, and that person is Slenderman. Today we're going to be dedicating this episode to a bunch of creepypastas such as Slenderman, T.G. Toby, and Jeff the Killer. We might add a little about Eyeless Jack too. But some people believe Slenderman, aka the Operator, is real. I want to see what you think. Do you think the Operator is real, or do you think it's fake? Slenderman was made on the Something Awful forum, and they were trying to make a character that would scare people. It was a photo contest, and he was created. A couple of years later, they made the movie Slenderman. Slenderman basically would hypnotize people or mind control them to do crazy things, and he would get people to work for him that he could talk with telepathically. The people who worked for him were called proxies, and they would put the symbol on their wrists, which would look like a circle and an X over it. That was the proxy symbol. Slenderman would tell them to do stuff and go on missions. So, that's what's known about him. He also, there's another part of it where he lives in a big mansion called the Slender Mansion, and he stays with a bunch of his proxies, aka T.G. Toby, a bunch of the pastas, Eyeless Jack, Jeff the Killer, they all stay there. So, that's not really believable, and a lot of people don't think that part is real, but a lot of people have been thinking they have been followed by Slenderman, and they've been many sightings of him and a couple of old photographs. There have been pictures of children playing, and in the background there is Slenderman. If you don't know what Slenderman looks like, he looks like a very tall figure with no face and black tentacles behind him, and he's around 8 foot. And one of my friends, they have been seeing him a lot lately. Another thing, if you want proof, you can research marble hornets. That's MARBLEHORNETS, hornets. Marble hornets. And there, lots of people, there's this guy, and he tracks all this crazy stuff, and in his videos he's scared and paranoid, and he records videos of Slenderman like outside of his house and some really crazy stuff. And so yeah, it's pretty crazy. There also has been a bunch of crazy videos of sightings of Slenderman, and what has made Slenderman like seem so fake is they made a movie about it, you know, a fictional movie about it. They've made so many stories about Slenderman, people cosplay as him, so it makes it seem unrealistic, something just fake, made by the community, which is true. I mean, it could be fake, it could honestly be fake. Hundreds of people could lie and be like, I'm not a proxy, like thousands even. But really, like, why would thousands of people lie about this thing? To get attention? I don't really think so. Not that many people, like, are like that. So, Slenderman, if you want to become a proxy, you have to wait till the haunted hour, 3 in the morning, or 1 in the morning or after. Go into the forest alone, and don't bring your phone or anything. You can bring, like, a flashlight, you know, but no taking pictures, no anything. Just, like, a flashlight. And you can go in the forest and stay there, like, once you're alone, stay there. And you will stand there for a while, and all of a sudden, if you hear signs of the Slenderman, or you hear some weird paranormal sounds, what you have to do is close your eyes. Don't open them. Open them. And, like, don't open them no matter what. Slenderman may touch you. You may feel, like, his tentacles on your arm and stuff. But he will not harm you if your eyes are closed. And if he decides you are worthy of becoming a proxy, you'll feel like a dull razor blade going into your skin, and he'll do the mark of the proxy on your arm, and you will become a proxy, and he will send you on missions and stuff. And keep in mind, this could be all fake, but it could not, you know. Alright, well, this is just a short episode about Slenderman, and I wanted to let you know, but, keep calm and be Slendy's proxy. That's all I can say for you guys, and, don't look out the window.